This Star Wars stormtrooper is a force to be reckoned with. He's running 1,000 miles this year. Even for a battle-hardened Imperial soldier, that's not easy. We filmed with Jez more than a week before the UK went into lockdown. Back then, the running stormtrooper was a familiar sight in the town. Jez is now far, far away with his squadron in Afghanistan. Despite the pressures of command and social distancing, he's still racking up the miles.
On occasions where I can, I'll be in a gym and I will get my miles done on a treadmill. I mean, that where we're going is going to be at 6,000 feet altitude, so you're quite literally over a mile high. So I'm going to be adding to my troubles doing it there.
6,000 feet. I totally underestimated this.
Catherine DaCosta, BBC News in Oxfordshire.
We're here with running stormtrooper Jez Allinson right now to talk to him a little bit about what he's doing and why he's been running as a stormtrooper for so long.
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
Always remember, your focus determines your reality.
Do or do not. There is no try.
This is a new day, a new beginning.
I fear nothing.
You gave them hope in their darkest times.
What a strong vision.
Welcome back to the Running Stormtrooper podcast. I'm Stuart, and with me always is Jez. And this month's title: Stay on Target. Now, how are you, Jez? Because you're still away at the moment. You're still doing your duty.
Yeah.
Everything good,
mate? It's as good as it can be.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go into too much detail, with regards to what I'm doing and stuff. But we're okay. We're all right, and I hope everyone is back at home or wherever you're listening.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Now this must be the penultimate one we're going to record while you're away. There must only be one more after this, isn't
it? Think about it. Yeah. Oh, man, that's exciting. I mean, I've not been looking at the days too much, because when you do, it's just like, oh, no, there's still a long way to go. But actually, yeah, that's quite exciting. Only one more episode out here. And then, Oh, no, thanks for that, mate. That's cheered me up.
Yeah. Then you can do your 500 miles a month to catch up with your title. So stay on target, Jez. OK, let's just have a quick catch up, because last month you had failed your April attempt. But as you recorded, you had just run the May the 4th marathon, and you got so many plans. You were looking like you were going to get back on track by mid-May, and all these plans to really smash a great month out. Did that happen?
Yeah, mate, I'm really chuffed, actually. I can't, you could probably, I don't know, is it possible to sense my smile by audio? I'm pleased now, because I'm looking at my figures for the year. And I had a target of 75 miles for May, and I had a deficit of 21 miles from April, which, you know, I could have slowly caught up, but I did my 75 miles and I was like, right, I'm determined to catch back with the 21. And then I just thought, right, round it off. Let's get up to a nice around 100. So, yeah, I managed to run 100 miles in the full stormtrooper armor in May, leaving me a surplus. I'm ahead of target now. Not just stay on target, but get ahead of target of just over 3 miles. So absolutely delighted. And you know what, mate? I enjoyed doing it. It was one of those things where it wasn't a chore. It was just really good. And I was definitely in the groove.
I'm pretty sure, I might have made this up, but I'm pretty sure you had said on a message at one point, though, that it's getting hotter out there and harder. Is that the case, or have I made that up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's funny, because in the whole January thing, we were like, oh, how's it going? And I'm like, yeah, when I planned this, I didn't quite consider how rubbish the weather was in January. And I'd kind of forgotten how rapidly it heats up out here. So in Afghanistan, the seasons very much like in the UK, but on steroids. So the winters are really cold, you know, lots and lots of snow, really quite bitter. But the summers is blistering. So today we had a high of 32, 33. So, I mean, the highest highest temperature I've ever run publicly was the London Marathon in 2018, which was the hottest on record, which got up to about 27. So this is a lot more difficult conditions, still up at 6,000 feet altitude, so over a mile high, and really hot. So what am I doing? I'm running in the dark. I'm running at nighttime. I'm just, I can't run during the day. It's just too hot.
Are you all right?
I got a little cooked, but I'm okay.
On the last episode, you did hint that you were going to run this 33 miles. You had this big plan for June the 4th. Did that go to plan? Did you smash that as well?
So when I did the May marathon, I ran a half marathon in the morning, half marathon in the evening. But it's now so hot in the morning because the sun comes up, you know, 4 o'clock or so. It's too hot in the morning. So I have to do all of the running in the evening. And then something, I was informed about something the night before. Something really, really exciting, which we're going to come on to later on. And I was like, oh no, I need to put all my focus, all my attention. Now I've got a lot of work to do online, sort of website stuff, a little bit of blog work. And I 100% need to focus on this. So I thought, right, I'm not going to be able to get 33 miles done today just from a work point of view, and I need to focus on other things. So I've put that to one side. I am still hoping to do a very long run in June. If I get to do a 33-mile run in June, brilliant, or another marathon or so. But the temperature out here is horrific at the moment. But I'm still doing okay. I'm still doing okay for June mileage.
Well, you are, actually. So I've got your tracker open on my screen at the moment. Now, we're recording on the 9th of June, and you've done 26.1 miles, according to the tracker, of 78.2 miles planned. So you're actually already a third through the month, a third date-wise through the month. So you're on track for the month. It's nice. You got your 3 miles ahead, so, you know.
It's going to be nice when I've... So at the moment, I've done 397.2 miles of my 1,000-mile challenge. So, you know, in just a few miles' time, I'll be able to say, right, that's 40%. You know, I've done 400 miles. So, I'm hoping that by the time I leave Afghanistan, I would have gone through the 500-mile mark. And that would be brilliant, you know. So I've got a lot to do, but it's just nice. Give yourself bite-sized targets, you know, bite-sized chunks, and you get there incrementally. So and that's how I'm doing this. So I think it's all good, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm looking forward to August, September. I want to know what you're going to do if you can't get to do these big runs you're planning. But hey, we'll worry about them in a couple of months.
We'll be okay. I'll be back down to sea level. The temperatures won't be ridiculous. And I won't have fear of, well, hopefully, you know, back when I'm back in the UK, then I'll be able to start, you know, running away from my home. I do have the slight inconvenience now when I return. I've got this 2 weeks of isolation in my own house. When you look at it, I'm not even allowed to run in a public place. So it's even worse than the original lockdown. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I just can't wait to run in the countryside again. I can't wait to run past a tree, a cow, a horse, all these things which you take for granted, you know, when you're out there. I just want to see the sights of the UK again. And that's something which I've got to look forward to.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Now, also, since we last spoke, you did some filming with the BBC just before you went away, and that was finally aired.
Yeah, mate. I was, you know, we'd spoken about that in the early April edition, because it had been filmed, and it had been filmed just about a week or so before lockdown. So I did all the running around. They came to my work, and which was really interesting, as I said, running around my RAF station in my costume. And then they ran, they followed me around my local town, and they released it. But they did, I loved it. I mean, you've seen the video. It was the way in which the digital editor had put this together. It was really, really good. So I'm so pleased with it. And the feedback online, be it on Facebook and on Instagram, has been incredible. So, I really encourage people to check out that. It was on, I think it was on my Instagram TV. So Stormtrooper Run on Instagram and on Facebook. So the page Make a Star Wars Wish and Spread a Smile. And really, really good fun. So it was a lovely way of just getting out of there a little bit more, because each little bit helps.
Yeah, superb. And I'm sure that's all over your social media, isn't it, for people to go and check out? Because it's so well done. It's a lovely video.
I was really pleased. I was really grateful, because it did jog people's, you know, memory of what I'm doing. It did make people think. And they had asked me to send some footage of Afghanistan as well. So I did manage to send them some sort of unclassified, just some simple bits of me running next to one of our hangars and me just being an absolute sweatbox. And they managed to mix that into the video as well. So, really, really well done in it. So it ended up bringing some extra charity money in, which ultimately is, you know, what I'm trying to do, because I was worried that the fundraising had stalled a little bit, as I had said, you know, in the past. But no, this gave it a boost. So the fundraising is going okay this year. There's still room for a lot more. And I think something which we're going to be talking about soon is definitely going to help that, and some of the longer runs planned for the year. But it was a definite shot in the arm for me.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
We're going to move on to this month's main topic. And we're going to return to 2018, where you did the virtual medal run series. Now, can you give us exactly what that means? You know, for some people, they might not have a clue what you're talking about.
It was January time. It was really in the beginning of the 2018 challenge. A very good friend of both of ours, one of the most talented artists I know, Mark Daniels from Sublevel Studios, who does all sorts of cool retro artwork. He said to me, do you want me to design you a new logo for your Stormtrooper challenge for this year? So because I was doing the 100 kilometer run and it was the 100th anniversary of the Royal Air Force, he did me this great little circular logo of a Stormtrooper helmet with a very late 1970s, early 1980s sweatband, but with Royal Air Force red, white and blue colours. So it's a Stormtrooper helmet with a sweatband around it. And it just said the last Stormtrooper run. And it was done very, very well. It was very cool. And I put it on Instagram, just saying, hey, what do you think of this? And the feedback straight away, people were like, oh, wow, that's brilliant. You need to put that on a T-shirt or put it on a mug. But then the overriding theme was people were saying, you need to put that on a virtual medal. And I was thinking, yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. I was doing a little bit of research. And I've taken off of the My Race or website. It says a virtual race is one that can be completed at any location or time, meaning you don't have to physically turn up to a race start line. You could complete your virtual race in your lunch break before work, after dropping the kids off at school, on a treadmill at the gym, or you could walk it at the weekend. It doesn't matter where or when you do it. You simply provide evidence of the run by taking a photo of your running app, such as MapMyRun or Strava. A running watch, it's that simple. So essentially, you look into it, and virtual runs are becoming more and more popular because of coronavirus. A virtual run has become the thing of the year because of all the public runs being cancelled. Now, if you think about back in the day, you know, say in 2018, a public run, Stu, you're looking at, you know, £30 often for a half marathon, £40 up to £50 for a marathon. I mean, you did the Great North Run. How much did that cost? Can you remember?
Oh, there's a question. Yes, I would imagine it was around, I can't remember to be totally honest with you, mate, but around 30 quid, okay. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, these things, you know, they cost between, say, £30 or £50. And by the time you figure out, you know, you're travelling, maybe your hotel accommodation or definitely your car park and all the things which all add up, this can turn into a really expensive weekend. And some people are just in it for the bling. They're just in it for the finisher's medal and just, you know, that medal there, just something which they can have on their medal rack. And that's the great thing about a virtual medal, because they are a fraction of the price, you know, less than half a price of a normal race entry fee. And typically what you do is these medals can be anything. I've seen ones, you know, up to £25 or so, but typically they're around about the £12 to £20. But on almost all occasions, what is included with it is a reasonable donation to a charity. So I was like, right, okay. So I could set up my own virtual race. Now, this is something which, you know, I could encourage people. If there's people now who are thinking, oh, I want to do, when all the runs start again next year or at the end of the year, is I need to raise, you know, £2,000 or I need to do something or other. If you can come up with a decent design, if you can come up with something where you think, right, not necessarily going to get done for copyright infringement, more on that another time. But if you think, right, here's a great design and they could turn this into a medal. And then if you can convince a medal company to do your medal, this could be a real charity fundraise winner for you. It's not a great deal of effort. So yes, so I looked into this and I thought, oh, this is a great idea for me to raise some money. So it was just right, how do I go about doing it?
So how do you go about getting the medals made, mate? Is it something you have to do out your own pocket, or is there companies which assist you in this?
So I looked online, I contacted a couple of companies, because there are quite a few out there, and it seemed that I had this option of, depending on how much profit or charity money you wanted to raise. Now, what you could do is, if you had the time, if you had the capacity, and potentially if you had the sort of computer skills, you were fairly computer literate, or you could deal with spreadsheets and orders and stuff yourself and postage yourself, what you could do is you could go direct to a medal company, order it yourself, and then do your own website and sell it through your own website. Then that way, once you've got rid of all of your costs, you could then say, right, all of this is profit. Alternatively, you could use a third party who've got their own website set up. They know exactly what they're doing, and they will say, right, this is how much the medals cost, and we will give this much to the charity. At the time, I was still particularly busy with work, and I was looking at various different medal companies, and I decided to go for the latter option of actually using a medal company and asking them to do it all for me.
So how does that work with things like, do they financially back that? So it's not coming out of your pocket. They will put the finances in place for the medals.
Yeah, it was brilliant. So I rather quickly settled with this one company because I like the fact that they had a rather sizable sum of money. I'd seen a lot of these virtual medals were, say, donating £2.50 or say 10% or 20%. But, you know, 20% of a £12 medal is £2.40. So this one particular company, I looked at their back catalogue of medals. I was like, wow, they're awesome. And a company called My Race, almost all of their medals are £14. Their races are £14, including VAT, postage and packaging. But of that £14, £5 goes to charity.
I like the sound of that.
And which is really, really sizable. If you think about it, if you think about the £14, then take off the £2 odd in VAT, and take off the postage, and then take off the £5 charity, and then take off all the website production, all the actual making of the medals themselves and the ribbons. And they would also have to do the initial outlay of making the mold, you know, making everything to do with that medal. So what did I have to do? I had to come up with the concept. I had to come up with the idea and of how I wanted to do it with Mark's design. And then they did everything else. And then I just waited for the charity money to come in.
I like the sound of that.
So it didn't cost me a thing apart from buying my own medals, because I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to buy the medals as well, because throughout the year I wanted to earn the medals myself. What I did do is ensure that Mark, for his trouble, and as a massive thank you, Mark got a free set. So yeah, so that was it.
So the 2018 campaign, which first of all was extremely successful, there was more than one batch made of this. It was massive, but it wasn't just a medal, was it? You did a series of medals. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because there was different length runs and all sorts.
that I was getting inundated on social media with people saying, oh, can you make it a 1 mile run, or can you make it a 5 mile, oh, my kids would love this. But then I was getting other sort of more serious runners saying, oh, can you make it, you know, a longer run. And because I was doing 100k, I was thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind it being 100k. Now Andy at my race said to me, listen, if you had the one medal but four very different ribbons, you would keep the cost down, we would keep the cost down, and therefore make the most of the medal, and it would look awesome. So I thought about this and it's right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have four different events, four different races to try and appeal to everyone. And the Star Wars nerd in me was like, right, each different ribbon is going to be a lightsaber color. So I decided on the first ribbon being red, so the lightsaber of Darth Vader and all the baddies. And then I had a green one, lightsaber of Luke Skywalker, blue one, lightsaber for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then the purple one, the big sort of special purple one, was Mace Windu. So I was trying to sort of cater for the kids, trying to make it a little bit more cool. Mark did a really brilliant design for the ribbons, because the ribbon can make all the difference between a good medal and a great medal. You know, I've got one of my London Marathon medals. It's really, really poor. I don't want to put them down or anything. But then the following year, they had a great medal ribbon, and it was a really nice, decent, silky ribbon with vibrant colours can make all the difference. And the My Race ones have that. So we settled on 1 mile because we thought that was brilliant. It would be, you know, really try and inspire people who have never run in their life, or trying to get kids running with their parents. So I thought, right, a 1 miler, a 5 mile, a marathon, because of all the marathons and everything else, I thought it'd be good actually to have a virtual marathon medal, and 100K. So four distances, one medal, four ribbons. And individually, they look amazing. As a set, they look just incredible.
The four medals, mate, what was the biggest seller? Just out of interest, you're saying that a lot of families wanted to do the short ones, your serious runners. What was the biggest seller out of the four?
We ended up actually placing three more runs, because often you go to some of the smaller virtual medal companies and they'll say they'll do a run of 75, or they'll do a run of 100. And I was almost certain that we would sell these and we would sell them well. But yeah, no, I've got a good feeling about this. So they agreed to actually order a lot more than usual, and they ordered 200. And I think the first ones to sell were the 5 miles were doing very well. But the 1 mile also did well, because I started running with some schools. So as the Stormtrooper, Pinewood Studios asked me to run with their local schools, and then that happened in my local area as well. So I would go to the school, do a assembly, do a little presentation to the kids, and then we'd all run together a mile, and then they'd all get their medal. So I've got some really lovely photographs of me at the school by Pinewood Studios and some schools near where I live, and that was great, because My Race really helped us out there as well, because they did a special deal for the schools where I was able to take them in bulk, and they weren't having to sort of pay the postage and packaging and stuff, so they gave an even better price. I think the marathon one was possibly the slowest, even though they all did sell out. The marathon one's just a slightly odd one, I guess, for a virtual medal. The 100Ks sold out quite quick. Can you remember how many of those we sold in the end, the total number?
Oh, blimey, not a clue.
It was 605, and I think it was their most popular medal series ever, just because, you know, some people were ordering them individually. Quite a few people were ordering the set, because, as I said, the set just does look incredible around the neck. But 605, each of those raised £5 each. So just that one idea, just that one connection on Instagram where people were like, hey, turn that into a virtual medal for charity, that raised £3,025. Such a great idea, and something which, as I say, listeners could, even if listeners did a virtual medal and 100 were sold, £5 each, you know, that's another £500 towards their charity fund. So it's definitely something for people to look into.
it's perfect, isn't it? Because as an idea, it supported your charities massively that year. That would make a massive difference to any charity campaign. And Star Wars fans and running fans are getting a beautiful medal, beautiful set, and you're getting out and about running.
Yeah.
It's win-win all round.
I like the sound of that.
Hello, what have we here?
That kind of brings us up to date a bit, Jez, because when something like that is so successful and you're then trying to do something else to raise a lot of money again,
yeah,
it's pretty obvious that you would return to things that worked really well. But like your running challenges over the years, you've made them slightly bigger, slightly better. So what have you done this year? Because it's quite standout.
I'm so pleased once again. For all people listening with, you know, headphones or whatever, might be able to pick up on the fact that I've got a massive grin on my face. And this is the reason why I had to postpone the 33 miler, because it's taken a while to get here. We started designing this and coming up with a concept in January or maybe early February. But I spoke to Mark again and said, hey, buddy, would you be interested, or would you be able to help me? I know he's massively busy. I mean, Mark has done, as you know, he's done work for the Lucasfilm before. He's done all sorts of stuff, and you know, he's a professional artist. So I really didn't want to take the mic, but I just said, look, mate, would you be able to come up with another design? This is the sort of thing I'm thinking about, with a theme of stay on target. And he's come up with, rather than it be a circular medal, the sort of standard shape, he's come up with a sort of more target shaped target with a stormtrooper on it, but this time full profile stormtrooper with a blaster and a lovely graphic underneath it saying stay on target. And and they actually say you've got the stormtrooper behind the crosshairs of a target. So if you can imagine, you are facing down a stormtrooper who has a blaster looking at you, the crosshairs are immediately on him, and it says stay on target. It looks brilliant, but the kicker, the sort of thing which I've got going this year, which I absolutely loved, is the end of the barrel of the blaster has got an LED with a switch on the back. So you can press the switch and it flashes, it pulsates. There's two different sort of speeds to this. So there's something absolutely special about this. You have a stormtrooper who is firing at you, and the whole thing just looks brilliant. Size-wise, it's very, very good. I mean, the proportions of this, it's 95 millimeters long, so you know, nearly 10 centimeters long and over 6 centimeters wide. So it's a great shape, but the fact that it's got this thing, you can see it on social media, you've seen it on Facebook, it just looks brilliant.
It is superb. They look amazing. So gonna get onto the ribbons in a minute, but you've gone again, yeah, with four distances and different this year. So,
yes.
Can you just go through the distances before we talk about the straps?
Absolutely. So, stay on target. People have a target. Runners out there will have a target. Now, their target could be a distance. It could be a race. It could be a PB. It could be a charity fundraising thing. So, this message, this thing for all runners, is just stay on target. And the first one, the mile, you know, the starting blocks, again, just like last time, could be for anyone. This could be for really young kids or people who haven't run for ages, people who might, from a medical point of view, have just been waiting and waiting and waiting and just think, yeah, I'm going to do a mile. And they could walk that mile. It's an ideal distance to start with. I then, instead of the 5 mile, I went for the 5K because of couch to 5K. Because of all the people who are doing couch to 5K, and you know, park runs are kind of 5K-ish distances. So I was just thinking, there's often no medals or finishers medals for a couch to 5K. And for thousands of people, couch to 5K is a huge target. It's massive. And again, so it's park run. So let's have a 5K to celebrate that, to reward people for their achievements of running a 5K. And then the following two is because, as you know, I plan on doing a lot of miles this year. And to do that, I am going to be running 100 miles in one event. And that will take me a couple of days to do. Don't get me wrong. You know, that will take me a good 36 hours or so. But I have done I do have a 100-mile distance. Now, that 100-mile you can do in 12 months. That's the thing with these last two, or with any of them really, you don't need to do it in one go. So the 100 miles you could set yourself as a monthly challenge, or, you know, I'm just going to do 100 miles this year. And then the fourth one, the final one, is 1,000 miles. Now, a lot of people like to try and get 1,000 miles done in a year or in a calendar year, you know, in 2020. Or you could say 1,000 miles from the time I sign up. The thing is, once you've ordered one of these medals, that medal is then yours. If it takes you 18 months to submit your evidence, you'll still get the medal. So there is no rush. There is no deadline. You can do it. So, you know, get people to sign up for all four. Get people to sign up for one. Once they've signed up, that's their medal.
Yeah, so first of all, 1 mile's a great one. I really struggle to get my son off his bum to do anything. And he loved the medal and has already asked about doing the mile. And I think 5K is a great, great shout, because 5K to 5 miles is quite another jump. And you're right about 5K runners. So I think 1,000 miles, mate, that's some serious running. That is some serious running. We're seeing you, who's a bit, I know you're doing it in armour. But even as a seasoned runner, we can see that trying to get through that. But it's a nice challenge, isn't it? It's I think, yeah, athletes might go for that rather than us fat boys.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about what's been selling well already and how they've been going, because they've now been for sale for a couple of days. But so just finishing, I guess, then with the ribbons. So Mark has added even more info. So again, we've gone with the lightsaber theme, and so there's still the red one, because let's face it, all of the kids, all of the young kids I know, they just love the baddies. They love the Sith. They love Kylo Ren. They love Darth Vader. They love all the baddies in Star Wars. So that's why I went for the red ribbon. Because, you know, kids are like, oh, yeah, I want that one. So it seems to work really, really well. So the 1 mile is a red ribbon. And also he's added onto that. So not only does it say 1 mile on the ribbon and it says stormtrooperrun.com, but there's also a little extra bit of attention to detail, which will be lost, say, on non-Star Wars fans, but might be loved by particular Star Wars junkies, is there's an Emperor's Royal Guard blended into the ribbon, so a character mainly from Return of a Jedi, and you've got some TIE interceptors, so sort of some super TIE fighters are just blended into the ribbon as well, so that looks really, really cool. The 5K is a green one, so again a sort of Jedi lightsaber, and what you have on that is just quite simply also added to it is a biker scout, and so again another character from Return of a Jedi. And further down the ribbon, two little pictures of the Scout Walkers, which again, two vehicles from Return of the Jedi. So a nice little extra detailing in there as well. Now you go on to a new colour, because in the recent movie, which we had Rise of Skywalker, the heroine Rey has a yellow sort of golden lightsaber. So the 100 miles is a golden sort of sandy lightsaber. So with that, we've got a sand trooper, which looks really, really cool, and a Jawa's sand crawler also on it. And then for the 1,000 miles, we've got a blue lightsaber, and what you have built into the background of that is Darth Vader and the Emperor, and also the slight image of the Death Star and the Imperial shuttle. So lots of little bits of detailing, which is lovely. And then on the inside of all of the ribbons, you've got an Imperial logo, spread a smile and make a wish logos, and a little Stormtrooper helmet and another Imperial logo. So lots of detail and lots of great sort of fan service on these ribbons. And then when they're together, it just looks, I know, it looks like a beautiful rainbow. Just looks, I'm so pleased.
You look absolutely beautiful. You truly belong here with us among the clouds.
I really liked the ribbons in 2018. But the characters on these have just upped them for me. I'm a massive Emperor's Royal Guard fan. Amazing. And the Biker Scout. Oh, they do just make them pop a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they look amazing, mate. absolutely amazing. Now, you just said, you were about to say how they've been going.
Yeah. Yeah. So I you know, there's, I know on some websites, you know, they've brought out medals, which are still there sort of 2 years later. You know, they're still sort of trying to sell them. Some, you know, they think will be a, you know, a great seller, and they're not so much. But I think they'd been out for probably not much more than 24 hours, maybe, let's say, maybe about 36 hours. I said to Andy, how's it going? And he said, you know, 144 sold, to which I was like, oh, right, okay. Is that really good for the first week? To which reply was, yes, it's very good. And he's convinced they're already going to sell out of them, and they've already got plans to now order, you know, a second batch. Now, what he said is the most popular ones are the 5K and the 100 miles. So lots of people have been looking at this 100-mile one. I don't know if it's because of the colour of the ribbon or the fact that there aren't that many 100-mile ones, but they've all been selling. They've been selling. I know that they've been selling in Australia. They've been selling across Europe. They've been selling in America. It's just going really, really well. So if you imagine, you know, 150 being sold now, I mean, who knows, it might be up to 200 now, because that was a couple of days ago. With 200 sold, you know, that's £1,000 just for Mark coming up with this idea, then me saying, right, can we do this, can we add the LED, this is the theme, let's do this. So it's great. It's so rewarding, because the money comes in, the charity money comes in, and you see people running. And you see people, and you see people who wouldn't ordinarily run. And mate, it's just really, really pleasing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. So where can people go and get involved in that, mate?
Right. Great question. Yeah, we should have thought about that. So if you go to myrace.run, right, it's quite simple. I mean, you can put in the whole www bit, but if you just go to myrace.run in any sort of internet search, you'll get to their website, My Race Virtual Racing. And it's probably one of the featured ones on their main website. So myrace.run, and you'll see it straight away.
Well, make sure we put the link in the bio to the podcast. If you listen to this, there will be a direct link below. Yeah.
I mean, there's a load of information, lots more photographs as well. If you go to my website, which is stormtrooperrun.com, there is lots of information. There's a whole blog there. And there's actually a button. If you go to stormtrooperrun.com, it just says enter the virtual race. And that will take you straight to my race as well. So lots of information. But, oh, mate, I'm so, so pleased. So I've ordered the set for myself, and I just uploaded my information, my evidence, because I the other day I ran, you know, in June, I ran a 10 miler followed by another 10 miler. I've done, yeah, as you know, I've done 26.1 so far, which is based up of a 6, a 10.1 and a 10. So I just submitted those two last races as my evidence of the 1 mile and the 5K, just because I'm so keen, I'm so eager to get these medals sent out to me. It's crazy that there's going to be people at home and in the UK will have their medals before me, because obviously the postage is going to be so much quicker. So I'm looking forward to seeing these shown off on social media with the old hashtag stay on target.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. They look amazing. I really do urge everybody to go and check them out. His once again, great design, and the LED. The LED just tips it, doesn't it? It does look good. Yeah. I see why you've done that, mate. It's a very, very good time, actually, isn't it? You know, I think we've already brought it up once, but yeah. Lockdown has prevented so much stuff. I know there's certain runners, like we're both friends with Steve Savory, who's constantly doing these virtual runs. He's a seasoned runner, and he's out doing virtual runs all the time. So from that standpoint, it's actually a really good time to have these available.
Well, I've got an idea, mate. This is my suggestion to people as well, because whilst anyone who buys one of these medals will help towards my charity fundraising, what about their own? There's been so many races this year which have been cancelled or postponed, and so many disappointed people. I mean, I'm hearing, so as you know, I raise money for Make-A-Wish and Spread a Smile. Now, people who actually work for these companies and now happen to be furloughed themselves, you know, and laid off because the charities are just not getting any money. this is why I'm so desperately still trying to raise money, because the charities just are really, really struggling. So if there's someone who's listening to this now who is going to do the London Marathon, and I think chances are looking very, very slim for the London Marathon in October, but let's say someone was going to try and raise, you know, a couple hundred or £1,000 or so for a charity, they still could do. Even though that public race isn't on, they could turn around and say, right, I'm going to set myself a target of 100 miles between now and, you know, August the 1st, or between now and September the 1st, or between now and the end of the year. They can do their own fundraising. They can do their own social media on Facebook or amongst their friends or in work and say, hey, everyone, why don't you sponsor me, as in that person, to try and raise money for their own charities, whatever those charities are. So that way they are still getting their reward at the end. They're still getting their medal in the end, but they're raising their own fundraising as well. So in some respects, it's like pyramid fundraising. You know, someone's raising money or helping to raise money for my charities whilst also underneath that raising money for their own charities. And it's just an idea of, just because you're doing a virtual medal doesn't mean to say you can't fundraise for your own charities. I think it's a great opportunity for listeners.
Yeah, totally agree, mate. Totally agree.
I like the sound of that.
So, Jez, as always, first of all, where can people sponsor you?
Oh, mate, so they can sponsor me by going to virginmoneygiving.com/the Running Stormtrooper Project. Or there's a link on stormtrooperrun.com.
I was about to say, if people can't remember that, stormtrooperrun.com, easiest place to go and find it. But you're on Facebook as Stormtrooper Run?
Yeah, so if you just searched at Stormtrooper Run, it'll take you to the Make a Star Wars Wish and Spread a Smile page.
And of course, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter are also both at Stormtrooper Run. I'm not particularly good at Twitter. I want to be more active on Twitter, but I just don't seem to get it particularly well. So if anyone is on Twitter and wants to sort of help me out or say, hey, run a Stormtrooper, you're rubbish at Twitter, don't say that. But maybe help me out. But in Instagram it's going reasonably well, so at Stormtrooper Run.
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Well, Jez, fantastic, mate. Really glad you've caught your miles up. People, go and get involved with those medals. It's brilliant. Don't hesitate and miss out, because I'm sure they're going to fly. Jez already said 200 nearly already gone, and they've only been available a very short period of time. So get involved. And please, it helps to get anything recognised and further, you know, more people to see these things by reviews, particularly on Apple. Jez, anywhere else you would like them to post reviews? I can't.
Yeah, I think wherever people listen to podcasts, really. So I think there's a couple of sort of podcast review websites as well. But I think Apple Podcast or CastBox or wherever, or maybe even Spotify possibly. But it's been lovely to see some of the feedback, some really positive feedback on Instagram, and people sharing the podcast on their stories and people listening. And that's really, really lovely. And in fact, there was one just yesterday for podcast which was out last month, so it's lovely to see people's interaction. I have been getting some 5-star reviews, but nothing actually written down to supplement that, so it would be lovely if at all possible to get some positive reviews, which will really, really sort of help out. And if there's anything which people think I need to do or not doing particularly well, just come to me directly via Facebook message or on Instagram or what have you, or Twitter, and help point us in the right direction.
We've passed on all we know.
We're trying our best to maybe inspire, to give people a few ideas about fundraising, and just spread up a little bit of love of Running Stormtrooper.
Perfect, mate. Perfect. And Jez, stay safe. Keep running. And I look forward to an update next month, especially about the medals again.
Yes, mate. I look forward to it. Thanks once again, mate. It's always lovely to chat to you. And really looking forward to it. Let's smash June, and I'll be chatting to you sometime in July about how this month's gone. But until then, everyone, stay on target.